There you go. Good evening. Welcome to the November 17th, 2025 meeting. It is 5 p.m. and time to call the Board of Public Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Mayor Burnett.
Present.
Mr. Austin.
Present.
Ms. Jope.
Present.
Sir, you have a call.
Thank you. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You smell that menthol.
All right. Again, thank you for attending tonight. Is there any announcements or public comments that does not pertain to the agenda? Hearing none, we will go on to the consent agenda.
Move to approve the meeting minutes of November 3rd Board of Works meeting as presented, and also the approval of claims.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. There isn't any old business. We'll go right into the new business. Matt, request the following subdivision performance and maintenance bonds be accepted for Kings Bridge Section 5.
Thank you. Yes, requesting the following performance bonds to be accepted. 587-6647 for sidewalks at the amount of $2,100. 587-6645 for survey monuments, $15,600. And then for maintenance bonds, we have a series 587-6639-44. Earthwork in the amount of $41,453.31. Storm sewer swells and underdrains, $41,496.06. Sanitary sewers, $28,924. Streets, $93,790.50. Plantings and mounding, $750. Street signs, $1,208.75.
Okay, if there isn't any questions, we're ready for action.
I'll make a motion to approve the subdivision performance and maintenance bonds for Kingsbridge Section 5 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you on that one, Matt. We'll go on to the next one. Request approval of change order 13 for the Yandy Street project.
Thank you. Yeah, this change order for a project that's over 3-4 years old is the final quantity adjustments for NDOT accounting and contract balancing for project closeout. Means all pay items have been agreed upon between NDOT and the contractor, and final closeout documents have been submitted to NDOT. The cost of this change order is actually a reduction of $85,923.64.
You never bring us money.
Yeah. So overall, after the 13 change orders, we have an increase of $439,601.05, so a 10.947% change overall, bringing the final contract price to that $4,455,094.62. And as with any NDOT project, if we get reimbursed money, it should take several years before we get it. So,
and Matt, with that project, we were talking about this today. It looks like Franklin, what we have in it, because we did get a grant, is we have $1.5 million
correct,
in the project.
Yes. Yeah, after doing all my numbers that I found, yeah, we were in it for about $1.5 million, yes.
So, even though we're dealing with NDOT, I think it was worth getting the grant for.
I believe so, yes. And Yandy Street, if anybody can agree, it turned out to be a great project.
Yeah.
So
it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to approve change order number 13 for the Yandy Street project.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Matt. Okay, next item, request approval and execution of the professional services agreement with Crossroad Engineers for the Scott Park Expansion Project, Parks and Rec Director Chip Order.
Thank you, sir. So
This has been a long time coming. If you have kept track of youth athletics in Franklin, this has been a discussion probably a minimum the last 15 years. We've went back and forth trying to figure out what to do. We've looked at several different sites for a potential sports complex. We looked out by 65. We've looked everywhere that we could find. Where we landed was about where we started, to be quite honest with you. We did our due diligence and tried to find the best spot. If you recall, a few months ago, the city purchased the land that's just north of Scott Park off of Commerce Drive. To give you an idea where that's at, if you're driving down Commerce and you happen to look over left and you see Lowe's, it's all that property between the railroad tracks and Lowe's, basically. It has a pond that sits next to it, too. We landed on purchasing that property. We did purchase that property a couple of months ago, probably more than that. Had several input meetings internally trying to figure out what can we do with this property to make it work youth athletic-wise for, there again, the next 25 or 30 years. What we landed on is this concept plan. It's probably hard for most people to see it on the screen, but, I mean, if you want to turn around and look at it. This site has challenges to it, so we knew that going in. Obviously, part of it's in a floodplain, so we have to deal with that issue. There's also a Hurricane Creek, or Hurricane Ditch, or whatever it's called, runs through the property as well. So that's obviously something else we have to deal with. After all those meetings, this is the concept plan that we landed on. It includes a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go down a list real quick because I'm trying to give you an overview of what this potentially might look like. 12 pickleball courts, 2 basketball courts, 8 horseshoe and cornhole pits, 6 youth baseball and softball fields that you can clearly see on there because they're big, 2 larger baseball softball fields, 2 large soccer fields that can be subdivided to make multiple youth soccer fields or football, either one, 2 playgrounds, a splash pad, 2 concession stands, which one of them already currently exists there, 2 restroom facilities, one already exists at this park, 2 press boxes, a maintenance facility. One of the main issues that Scott Park has is, if you've ever been out there, is just a total lack of parking for the amount of volume of parents and spectators and all kinds of stuff that goes out there. This project will end up with a little over 800 parking spots compared to the roughly less than 200 that are currently there now. Another thing I should point out, that one of the main reasons why we wanted to look at this project to begin with is that if you've been to Scott Park, you know that you have to wind through the neighborhood to get to there, which also creates enormous headaches for the neighbors that live up there because the parking issues actually spill out onto the road, and then all of a sudden this nice, beautiful road becomes a one-lane little lane because there's parking on both sides, and you just simply hardly can't get in there. This facility, new main entrance, will now be off of Commerce Drive, so it takes it out of the neighborhood onto a major thoroughfare to get in and out. That's a good thing. It also potentially includes 2 fishing piers off of this pond. So we were trying to creatively figure out how we can use this pond that we've now bought. And if you've ever been out there, I've randomly seen people in a boat out there before. So it's obviously great fishing. Another potential plus to this project is the Scott Park neighborhood does not currently have access to the Greenway Trail anywhere because they just simply can't get to it because of this creek that runs through there. This project will include 2 pedestrian bridges that will go over that ditch or that waterway that will now connect all of that neighborhood to the Greenway Trail on Commerce Drive. So that will give that whole neighborhood now access to the Greenway Trail, including the trails that will be inside of this project as well. Yeah. The other thing I might mention before I invite Greg up from Crossroad is that we have talked about, so I've met with Little League Baseball and all the athletic organizations in town several times, and one of our concerns is as we build this facility that we don't want to lose a season for Franklin Little League and baseball. So one of the proposals you'll hear as we go along into this project is that it will be built in phases. So in other words, we'll build what I call the north side or the commerce side of this park while baseball is still being played on the other side. And then as that is ready to go, we'll flip them around, and then now they'll play on the new side, and then we'll develop the existing side. Hopefully I did that justice, Greg. Greg from Crossroads is here. If you have any questions that have to do with the detail, they've done a really good job on their proposal. But includes everything from design and engineering to landscape architecture to architecture for buildings. It's a complete package. So,
yeah, thank you. Thank you, Chip. Greg Ilka with Crossroad Engineers. Chip covered it pretty well. The PSA does include a team of consultants that we've put together that does include very well-experienced landscape architect in athletic fields. Because Chip didn't mention, but some of the fields will be turf infields, so there's some specialty items with regards to those. The architectural components, we've brought on an architect for the maintenance building, the concession stands, the press boxes. Chip didn't mention two pedestrian crossings of, it's Canary Ditch, not Hurricane, it's Canary that runs through there. So we'll be designing a couple pedestrian bridges, which speaks to the connectivity to the Parkway Trail that that Chip mentioned as well. It'll get full access from south to north and vice versa to both phases of the park area. So we're extremely excited about the development of the area. It does not go without its challenges, as Chip mentioned, so it's going to be intensive with both local, state, and county jurisdictions, the regulatory agencies. We had in some of the preliminary meetings that Chip mentioned, we met with Johnson County Surveyor's Office and Commissioners. Canary Ditch is a legal drain. There's some floodplain. There's a lot of floodplain out there. Floodplain fill mitigation that we've got to contend with, floodway aspects that we're going to have to contend with. So all of that is rolled into that PSA that I've laid out before Chip and y'all to consider. So I'll be happy to answer any questions that you've got at this time, but just appreciate approval and green light to get going on this.
Greg, I think it's important to break down the total bill for engineering or proposals, $860,705. Cripe, who's the architect, that's $347,155 of those dollars. Is it Context? Is it
Context.
Context.
They're Context.
$92,500. And then what's the other, the APEC?
APEC is our environmental and geotechnical. So we're going to do wetland study, the floodway mapping, and then the geotechnical soil borings for architectural structural design. APEC is taking care of that.
And there's $16,800. So Crossroad part of that is $404,250. So that's what I'm saying. This is a team effort, but I just thought it was important to know that it's broke down into those different.
Thank you.
And you guys are in charge of all of that and making it all coordinate.
We will be City of Franklin's point contact for all aspects of the project. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
There's a resolution on the agenda for the Redevelopment Commission tomorrow morning to pay for the design services.
So I think what we're asking for tonight is for us to approve using Crossroads services pending funding from the Redevelopment Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Greg. Looking
awesome.
Forward to working with you.
Yes, Trent will be at the RDC meeting in the morning.
Okay.
Thanks, Greg.
And Chip, if you have anybody that's interested and wants a tour and then give us $1 million.
We'll try.
Keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. All right.
And absolutely.
All right. Any professional baseball players out there?
That's right.
All right. Next item, present evaluations of bids for the West Side Regional Interceptor and Lift Station Phase 2 project.
Yeah, thank you. We opened up bids for this project Tuesday, October 28th. Project includes installation of new sanitary sewers, lift station on the west side of Franklin, basically from the high school to the wastewater treatment plant. So about 6.7 miles worth of new sanitary sewer. We received six bids for this project, and I'll go ahead and read those out. Subsurface of Indiana Inc., $9,441,566. Brackney Inc., $10,639,865. Reed & Sons Construction Inc., $10,850,752.50. JG Case Construction Inc., $12,848,740. HIS Constructors Inc., $13,421,850. And Mack Construction Excavating Inc. for $16,970,000 even. So after the bid, we did an extensive review of the bids, did some background to make sure our low bidder was responsible and responsive. And I think after extensive search, we agreed that their Subsurface of Indiana is the right contractor for the job. So at this time, I'm recommending acceptance of the bids as presented in the package and notice of award to Subsurface of Indiana for $9,441,566 as the lowest, most responsive, and responsible bidder.
Matt, if I might fill in some blank here, just so you're all aware of what we're aware of. After the bids were opened, we received an email communication from a fellow bidder. Mm-hmm. So, and their email communication to us was stating a concern that Subsurface couldn't do this job. And so I think we did an extraordinary amount of research into other jobs that they had did, taking with a grain of salt that it was a competitor that was raising that question. As you know, under our bidding laws in the state of Indiana, the analysis is first you go to the lowest bidder. That's what you first must do. And then you check to see if they are responsible and if they were responsive to the bid. They were clearly responsive to the bid. They responded in every way of what we asked for them in the bid package, and it was very extensive by Wessler. So then the question becomes, are they responsible? And that's kind of, I think, what that email was applying to. Mm-hmm. Matt and Wessler reached out, did an extraordinary amount of contact to other places that had used their services. Mm-hmm. One of them is us.
Yeah.
They have done work for us on the other interceptor project.
Yeah, they did phase one of the West Side Interceptor.
That's correct. So we found no evidence to suggest that they could not and would not be able to be responsible on this project. But right. I just want to fill that all in for you so that you know everything we knew and why it took us a little longer to dive. We really dove into this.
So would you have done that had you not gotten...
We do, and most of them, pretty far away. Quite frankly, most of them we know. Right? Yeah. It's the bidders that we already know, but this is not a local company, although it's of Indiana Inc. Mm-hmm. But we just double checked. I would say it was probably a belt and suspenders type of approach, but mm-hmm. we always look into it. But this was even greater.
I did find that kind of amusing since that we used
it was a competitor.
Them. Yeah. And we used them in our first phase of this project.
Correct.
Yeah, as far as I know, there was no issues whatsoever.
Right.
They even suggested a few places that we could save some money at that they saw that we actually, our engineering team worked with them and made a change to save us a little bit of money.
Correct, yes.
So they're a good company.
I agree 100%.
And we found no evidence to the contrary.
Right. Yep. So with this, I'm asking that the notice of award be signed by the mayor on behalf of the board.
Mayor, how is this project funded?
This one is the bond of the same as the same bond that we had with our plan expansion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the rates for our bond has already been set six months to a year ago to cover this, and it's all worked out. We was a little bit nervous, is it going to come in higher, but it worked out great. So.
Yep.
Thank you, Wessler, for getting some good bids here.
I will make a motion to accept Subsurface of Indiana as the lowest, most responsive, and responsible bidder, and also authorize the mayor to sign the notice of award on the board's behalf.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Okay, next item, acceptance and execution of the plat over easements related to Winterfield Section 3, Planning Director Joanna Tennell.
Good evening. So Winterfield Section 3 is ready to start construction. The last items that they were required to complete were the acceptance and execution of the plat over easements. There are three of them. What these entail are improvements that would be public improvements that are not included in the overall boundary of Section 3. And therefore, since they are outside of any area that is platted, to ensure that those are placed in areas that should the development stall, that they have the legal right to remain there. Once the sections 4 and 5, I think it is, get platted, these automatically go away with those plats. So there's language in here. That's why they're called plat over easements, because the actual easements or right-of-way will be included in those future plats. And they're ready for the board's consideration and action.
I'll make a motion to accept and execute the plat over easements related to Winterfield Section 3.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Next item, approval and acceptance of secondary plat for Kingsbridge Section 5, Planning Director Joanna Tennell.
Yes, the secondary plat for Kingsbridge Section 5 is ready for consideration and action and acceptance of the public improvements.
I'll make a motion to approve and accept the secondary plat for Kingsbridge Section 5.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next item, approval and acceptance of secondary plat and sidewalk easement for Redwood, Planning Director Joanna Tennell.
The Redwood development is the one-story apartment complex development that's under construction at the northwest corner of Upper Shelbyville Road and Eastview Drive. The reason that they had decided to proceed with platting the property is just due to the sheer number and complication of all of the easements that need to be in place, that it's a much cleaner way of providing those necessary easements on the actual plat versus each individual document outlining where they are. So that's why we do have a plat for this development. In addition, on this subdivision or this plat, there is a sidewalk easement, which there that is a separate document, and it will be cross-referenced on the plat itself. The reason that is needed is because due to the improvements of the development and the entrances, that sidewalk does need to go from our public right-of-way and encroach on the private property. So that's why there's a separate document that outlines things that are specific to sidewalk easements. And they're ready for the board's consideration and action.
I'll make a motion to approve and accept the secondary plat and sidewalk easement for Redwood.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next item. Request approval of Resolution 25-07, an interlocal agreement with Johnson County, allocation of paving costs for Hospital Road. City Attorney Lynn Gray, and I will just add the total amount, which the project is already done, $77,073.88. The city's portion would be $24,663.64. The county at $52,410.24. And we did talk about this way before the project did get completed. on if we wanted to participate and where would we pay for the fund or get the funds out of, and we can pay for this out of the Board of Works 400 series.
Thank you, Mayor. As the mayor indicated, we try to wherever popular, wherever possible, to coordinate with the county and or adjoining municipalities when road improvement projects occur, frankly, so that we're doing, getting the benefit of the buck for whoever's managing the property. But there are occasions where part of one of those projects will go through another part of a jurisdiction, and frankly, it doesn't make sense, particularly to the taxpayer, why you do only yours in your jurisdiction, leave the one open, and then have that municipality go back. So that doesn't make any sense, and it's not efficient. So this is not a unique situation, but I received a email with a proposed interlocal agreement from the county attorney last week, indicating that the engineers and things had talked about this project before it ever got started. And since Hospital Road has a portion of it in the county, the major portion in county, part of it in our municipality, that the expense for the project would be allocated in accordance with how much was ours and how much was theirs. Those are the numbers you did. In order for us to approve that so that our records are clear, we have to have an interlocal agreement. And the interlocal agreement will be signed both by the council, if they approve, and by the Board of Works. And the resolution authorizes us to sign on behalf of the Board of Works. So that's it. And the work, I understand, has already been done. So I was the last to know, other than the county attorney. So we put this document together so that it will pass Board of Accounts muster.
All right. I will make a motion to approve Resolution 25-07. And the interlocal agreement with Johnson County allocation of paving costs for Hospital Road, Franklin, Indiana.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. That gets us to department reports. We covered a lot tonight. Chip, can we start with you? You had a good day.
Yep, we had a good day today. So if you were there, and several people were there today, we did get to celebrate Paul Jocelyn Game Room at the Active Adult Center. Did the ribbon cutting and renaming of that. The mayor did a great job speaking, and Rosie did a great job with the ribbon and the scissors. Thank you, Tara. So today was a good day. So, and just to remind everybody, because I love to tell the story, he did donate $1 million to the Active Adult Center, which, to give you an idea, will literally fund programming longer than anybody in this room, so, which is kind of cool. So that was it.
Thank you. Chief?
Yeah, just one thing. Want to invite everybody in the public out December 10th to the PD for our eighth annual holiday wrapping party. Where we serve about a couple hundred families each year with their toy drive. It'll be like a pitch-in dessert type deal, and we'll wrap these presents and get them ready to go back out to family. So everybody's invited.
Thank you, sir. Chief?
I just wanted to invite everybody at 1 o'clock on Thursday. We're going to be pushing in the new ladder and doing the push-in ceremony where Brian Reese gives the prayer every Monday night for us. We'll be there to bless the ladder as we pushed it in. Okay. At Station 21, which is on 1701 North Main Street.
Okay, city council members that are here, more than welcome to be there.
Yeah. Is
you can
that
help push the truck in.
Is that a firefighter thing that it's, that?
Yes,
because I saw another community do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's
well.
A tradition.
It's a tradition.
Yeah, okay. So just to get it blessed and put a good blessing on it as it goes into service.
I think it's a
need
great
all
idea.
The help we can get. This one's uphill, right?
Yes,
right.
It's got a little uphill climb, so,
so if you show
more
up,
the
you
merrier
to
put, help push it in.
Thank you, Chief. Sherry?
I have nothing additional. Thanks.
Okay. I don't have anything, Mayor.
Nothing?
Thanks.
No. Okay, Krista?
I just have one thing. We were going through the payments that were approved by the Board of Works for the professional services contract, and the budget was passed for $25,000 for Discover Downtown Franklin, but the professional services agreement that was approved by the Board of Works was still for last year's amount, which was $20,000. So I think Jan has made the changes, and we'll send them off for signatures. I don't know if you have a copy. She's emailed me and said that you may have a copy for yourself and Tina and...
So I think I gave you that copy this afternoon whenever I went upstairs and asked you to present this tonight.
Yeah.
That's the copy that I
had
for...
Oh, well, it still says 20,000, so we'll...
Okay.
So what specifically is the request? Is this a new...
No. Let me okay. explain. So what happened whenever we were doing our service contracts last meeting, there was a misprint in our budget that the city council approved was $25,000 for Discover Downtown Franklin, and it actually on the contract said $20,000. So it should have said $25,000. That's what we're funding for Discover Downtown Franklin.
So the only request is to sign an amended professional services agreement for $25,000 per the budget?
Correct.
That's what I thought I heard.
Yeah.
So moved.
Second.
And I'll double check that. I'll go look for it after the meeting and make sure. So don't leave quite yet.
Okay. We got time, Tina. You got to be at school?
No.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion and a second. It was just a misprint. It's already been budgeted, as we've stated a couple times now. So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Anything else?
Nothing else? Okay. Jason, you guys do a great job at Street Department. Appreciate you coming here to tell us everything you do.
Thank you. leaf season's full swing right now. We've got two crews working 10-hour shifts. Monday through Friday. They'll probably work Saturday also just to get the leaves picked up. One thing else, plow trucks are getting switched over for the upcoming plow season. That's it.
Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joanna?
Nothing additional.
Sally?
I'm glad SSI came, and we're happy to be working with them again. It was all good last time, so.
Stephanie, you got anything to add?
No.
Tara?
No, I'm good.
Tina?
No, thank you.
Kenny?
I'm good, Mayor. Appreciate it.
Lynn?
No, sir. I would like to have a big old pair of those scissors, though, Rosie, if you could make way. We could use that. Some. All right. Yeah, okay. I'll have to get
them. You can borrow them anytime.
Okay, thank you, Rosie.
And I have nothing to add except I appreciate our employees for the city of Franklin. Thank you. Have a good night.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.